you want to rotate more guys in, or do you like kind of sticking with that group?
I would love to. You know, we're getting closer to that spot, but don't feel quite comfortable to put in multiple or have multiple rotations in there just quite yet. But there is progress. There is progress. Those guys have played a lot of snaps. They've played about 480, almost 500 snaps. So done a good job. You know, this time of year, they got to take care of their bodies, and they have. So we got to keep pressing on.
Have you? You mentioned the snaps in Pac-12. Other than when Pisarcik got hurt and Capper came in, I think there's other guys that played pretty much every snap in conference.
Just about. You know, and you know, you want to play a lot of guys, but at the same time, been used to playing, you know, five guys for long periods of time and extensively throughout the season. So it's part about being a lineman. You know, and we've got to embrace that, take it on, and continue to push forward.
Coach Taggart said the lack of a run game was what frustrated him most about Saturday. Mm-hmm. Was that accurate with you as well?
I think just our entire performance was frustrating. Sure, the lack of the running game, just processes in general. Didn't look like us out there. That's something that we certainly aren't happy with, but we take it as a team. We take it as an entire offense, as a unit. And we just got to work our tails off to do it right, everything, especially the pre-snap stuff, right? You got to avoid penalties that put you behind the six, especially with a new quarterback in there.
When you go back and assess it, why do you think things just didn't work out?
So many little things, you know, especially when it comes to communication, new guys in there, the process that go with it. You know, it's a shame because the effort is high. And you see some really, really just plays that are about an inch away from busting for big gains and being positive things, and you know, little things showed up, and little things that we do work on, and little things that guys take pride in, but we just didn't do it well enough on Saturday. So the approach is work, do it right, you know, like, you know, blame no one, and just do it the right way.
You guys are six games through the season now. How do you kind of evaluate where the offense is at? Is that kind of
we've had some high points, and then, you know, Saturday certainly wasn't one of those moments for us. You know, we've been hitting some really high benchmarks in a lot of offensive categories. And then Saturday, you know, even though we had lost at Arizona State, at least we managed to rally and do some things. Saturday was, you know, an instance where we didn't, okay? And we're not gonna sit around and feel sorry for ourselves because guys are hurt and guys are banged up. You know, that is what it is. Gotta press forward, get better, develop, find different ways to continue that type of offensive production that we've had so far.
You think Stanfield throws many pre-snap movements at you guys as Washington State ones? That seemed to be a source of some trouble.
You know, I don't know if it was as much the movement as the processes that revolve around it, because, you know, kind of like what we talked about, if you just do the processes and work the process like we have been, it wouldn't be that big of an issue. But I think movement and pressure will always be something that we'll face, especially in the Pac-12. You see it a lot. And Stanford, even though they don't do it as much, they do have that as part of their package. You know, I'd say we'll see loaded boxes, and we'll see movement, we'll see pressure.
This matchup, Oregon-Stanford, in years past, used to be a huge clash of different styles. Stanford yeah. was so physical, and Oregon was labeled a finesse team. But you guys, you always preach, you know, physical play since you got here. Do you feel like, how happy are you with how physical you guys are?
We're getting better. You know, we're getting better. You know, we've had some really, really good moments. Again, if you could start last week all over again, you know, and replay, you'd say, wow, the progress has been good. And I'm not going to take that away from our guys. The progress has been good. But regardless, come hell or high water, we've got to continue to progress regardless of the situation and circumstance. And that's got to be the attitude in football and in life. I think our guys understand that. We all take it personally. You know, it's painful for us, for them, because they have worked so hard. But, again, we got to push forward. There's no stepping back. It's week six, and heck, the ball's going to be on the tee at 8 o'clock, right? Going to kick off, and no one's going to call a timeout because we're not healthy. So we'll go.
Given your guys' situation, you are facing maybe more loaded boxes. Do you prep any different knowing that's coming?
You have to continue to find ways, yeah. There are different things, adjustments, formationally, personnel-wise, that you do. And certainly, at the same time, it does open up some other things, especially as, you know, some of your players get back healthy. So we're looking forward to that challenge.
How's George Moore come along through his first year at the D1 level?
He's developing. You know, he didn't play a lot of football before he came in. I think he had a year and a half or whatnot. And I think, well, I wouldn't say he was in the band, but he had some other activities aside from football. But he was more focused on, so his grades got right. And he's worked himself in developing. The body's developing more and more. You see better core strength. You see better flexibility, redirection, and understanding Division I football. Because the body's there. You know, the canvas is there. And we just got to keep, or the piece of clay is there, you got to keep molding it and, you know, developing it until it's ready to go. But he's close. He's very close.